My name is Becca, and I am an alcoholic. Does that make you uncomfortable? It made me uncomfortable for a very long time. But you know what else? I'm an alcoholic, and I'm proud of that. That's probably even stranger to hear, because you're asking yourself, you're proud of your alcoholism? I am indeed, because it's changed my entire life. This is the Unashamed Alcoholic Podcast, and I am the Unashamed Alcoholic. Welcome. So thanks for listening today, especially since it is the very first episode. My name is Becca, and you guessed it, I'm an alcoholic. I'm happy to be here, and I'm really excited to be talking about alcoholism and the shame that surrounds saying, I'm an alcoholic. In today's episode, basically I just want to talk about what the unashamed alcoholic is, what my intentions are with doing this, and a little bit about what brought me here, besides alcohol. So, what the Unashamed Alcoholic podcast is all about. Well, it's basically I want to take out the shame that surrounds saying I'm an alcoholic. The quick and dirty is that I want to talk alcoholism, the shame, the stigma, why people are so apprehensive to use that term. I want to make it less scary, less of a pearl-clutching moment for someone to say, hey, I'm an alcoholic. No, I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic. Essentially, I want to do this because for me, admitting my alcoholism brought wonderful, happy changes to my life, and I'm proud of who I am and setting an example for my kids. I'm strong, confident, and yeah, I'm an alcoholic. But it's not a normal thing to casually mention. It's done in secret or just through AA meetings, or it's covered up by saying simply, I don't drink. But saying I don't drink doesn't tell my full story. My life changed when I admitted my alcoholism and began the work in recovery. But I didn't feel like I could talk about that to people, even people close to me, because society has made the word alcoholic a bad word, something negative. For me, when I heard the word alcoholic, I used to think of someone who was rock bottom, failure, homeless, jobless, weak, a constant struggle. When I know now, in reality, so many alcoholics, like myself, are living fulfilling, happy, successful lives. We just don't hear about it. Well, I want to make the term alcoholic more normalized, more common, more acceptable to use. I want people to be able to say it without fear of shame or stigma attached to it. Essentially, I want to redefine how people see alcoholics. Like I said, there's so many people like myself who are living successful, sober lives. The idea is that we're going to share stories on this podcast. We're going to hear from people who are openly talking about their alcoholism and how it's changed their lives, who are living success and sobriety, people who are more high profile and who have been open about their alcoholism, who are using their platforms to talk about their own struggles and how they're still role models for many, basically breaking it down that it can happen to anyone. It's pretty simple. The more it's discussed, the easier and less shameful it'll be for people to come forward and say, I'm an alcoholic. So let's get started with what got me here. Well, alcohol, obviously. I stopped drinking 3 years ago, but I didn't admit out loud that I was an alcoholic until about 3 months into my sobriety when I went to an AA meeting. And even there, saying I'm an alcoholic felt weird and wrong and foreign. It took a long time for me to be comfortable in saying that. I felt judged saying that. Even in an AA meeting, I felt uncomfortable saying it. Obviously, that's changed. I've gotten quite used to saying that. I'm not ashamed in saying that anymore. Clearly, this is the unashamed alcoholic. But the thing was, I was becoming a whole new person, and I couldn't talk openly about why. My life was completely changing. I was renewing a relationship with my sister. I was taking accountability. I was a better person all around, but I couldn't talk about it. The further along in my sobriety I got, the more confident and proud of my sobriety I became. And I began questioning this. The biggest and most powerful changes of my life were happening, and I was keeping it under wraps. It was a secret. Because there's so much shame and stigma attached to being, quote unquote, an alcoholic. There was no way I could outright tell people that my life had done a 180 because I'd realized I was an alcoholic and I was doing something about it. I couldn't openly discuss my alcoholism. People knew I didn't drink, but they didn't know the full truth behind it. I slowly getting comfortable saying I don't drink, but I never obviously said I'm an alcoholic. I don't drink. I don't know if anyone ever questioned whether I was an alcoholic. They certainly didn't ask. And I think it's because it's treated like a shameful, dirty word. It's seen as a weakness. And I think the big difference in saying I'm sober or I don't drink versus saying I'm an alcoholic is when you say an alcoholic, you're not just opting not to drink. It clearly means that you have a legitimate problem with alcohol. And if you have a problem, well, you are suddenly maybe a liability and so on and so forth. Well, it's that exact way of thinking that I want to work to eradicate. The idea that alcoholic always means suffering instead of thriving. There's success in sobriety, and I want to show that. So in March of 2020, I wrote a letter to the editor of the Ottawa Sun anonymously thanking Ottawa Senators player at the time, Bobby Ryan, for coming forward, being honest about his struggles with alcohol, his alcoholism. I wrote it anonymously because I said in there, I would know I'm an alcoholic, and I was too ashamed to put my name to it. I wasn't ready. In September 2020, Bobby Ryan won the Masterson Trophy, which goes to a player who exemplifies dedication, perseverance, and sportsmanship. And a lot of this was linked to his journey with sobriety and through sharing his addiction. He was back in the news, and I thought, he's so brave, he's so honest, he's such a model for so many people. If he can talk openly about this, so can I. I went back to the original letter to the editor, I put my name to it, I tweeted it out saying, he's not ashamed, me neither, here we go, this is me. Well, I went up doing a morning radio show interview with CBC Ottawa Morning. Once I'd done that interview, I felt so free. I felt like I'd finally shared my truth and was honest about who I really was. And while I don't think alcoholism should define me, I felt like people really saw a different side of me. And that's what a lot of people said after they heard it. They said, I had no idea. I had no idea you were going through that or about you. I knew you liked to drink, was a lot what a lot of people said, but that they had no idea that that was going on. And I think that made me sad that I felt like I'd been hiding something, but it also brought to light that you just never know what someone else is dealing with. I was really happy to have shared that. It was terrifying to have spoken so candidly about my alcoholism and what had changed since I stopped drinking. You can listen to the interview. It is on my website. You can also find it on the CBC site. It's a September 9th interview with CBC Ottawa Morning. So I encourage you to listen to it. It was really emotional, really freeing, but I was just so happy that I'd done it. And that's when I thought, I'm not going to stop talking about this now. I want to be able to say I'm an alcoholic without feeling like I'm doing something wrong. And I want to encourage others to come forward and talk about it openly and honestly too. So my story was out there. And once I'd said it, it was so unbelievably freeing that I decided I didn't want to stop talking about it. I was proud of my alcoholism. I was proud of my story. And I wanted to change the negative connotation around that word. I want to talk more openly about being an alcoholic. I want to encourage others to come forward and say, I'm an alcoholic, and be confident in doing so like I now am. I don't want to have to hide anymore. I'm so proud of who I've become, and it was because I admitted that I'm an alcoholic. Because when I say I'm sober, that's not my full truth, and I want people to know where I've come from and why I'm here now, and that's because I'm an alcoholic. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a few weeks with a new episode. I hope to encourage people to come forward and talk about their alcoholism openly and proudly. Say it with me, say it loud. I'm an alcoholic. My name's Becca. Thanks for listening to The Unashamed Alcoholic. See you next time.